This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Nagaland is celebrating its 63rd Statehood Day, marking the day it became the 16th state of India in 1963. The name of Tripura Raj Bhavan has been officially changed to Lok Bhavan, and the new name will come into effect from today. Nagaland is fully prepared to celebrate the 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival. The Festival of Festivals will kick off today at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama, Kohima. And Shillong is set to host the Regional Artificial Intelligence Impact Conference on December 3rd. The news in detail. Nagaland is celebrating its 63rd Statehood Day, marking the day it became the 16th state of India in 1963. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla extended warm greetings to the people of the state, paying tribute to the resilience and aspirations of the Naga people. Recalling Nagaland's journey since 1st December 1963, he highlighted the vision of its pioneers and leaders. The governor called for renewed commitment to peace, development, and unity pillars, he said, will continue to shape the state's future. Mr. Bhalla reaffirmed the government's focus on inclusive development, improved connectivity, transparent governance, and expanding opportunities for all. He said sustained peace, cooperation, and dialogue will help realize the state's collective aspirations for lasting progress. Urging citizens to embrace innovation while preserving their cultural identity, Governor stressed the shared responsibility to nurture peace, empower youth, protect traditions, and build a vibrant Nagaland. Tripura's Raj Bhavan will be known as Lok Bhavan. The name of Raj Bhavan has been officially changed to Lok Bhavan, and the new name will come into effect from today. Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu announced this at an event held at the Raj Bhavan yesterday. Later, speaking to media, the governor said that the decision was taken to honor the spirit of democracy. He added that common citizens will be allowed entry into the Lok Bhavan during designated hours. Tripura Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu flagged off mobile healthcare units at an event held at Raj Bhavan yesterday. These units will provide health services across 72 villages in Dhalai and South Tripura districts. The initiative has been launched by Seva International with support from the IRC Foundation. The mobile healthcare units will offer primary healthcare, maternal and child care services, telemedicine support and referral services when required. The project aims to benefit more than 1.5 lakh people. The governor flagged off 3 mobile vans that will travel to remote villages to deliver medical services. Speaking at the event, Governor Nallu said that these vans are not ambulances but mobile hospitals equipped with doctors, health workers and essential medicines. He advised that these vans should visit designated villages on fixed days every week to build trust among villagers. He praised the Rural Electrification Corporation for providing the vans under its CSR initiative. The stage is set as Nagaland prepares for its annual celebration of culture, colour and community. The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival, the Festival of Festivals, will kick off today at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama, Kohima. Coinciding with Nagaland Statehood Day, the 10-day festival will bring together all major Naga tribes under one roof, celebrating tradition, folklore, music, craft and cuisine. The inaugural program will begin at 4 p.m. with Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bhalla as the chief host. This year, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Austria, Malta and Switzerland have joined as country partners, while Arunachal Pradesh comes on board as the state partner. Addressing media persons in Kohima, Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along said, the event will once again place strong emphasis on promoting traditions and culture while also strengthening networking with country partners and state partners. Mr. Along added that these efforts aim to further amplify Nagaland's visibility, opportunities and global presence. Hornbill Festival extension will also be held in the districts of Mon, Dimapur, Zuneboto and others. The Kohima Police has issued various advisories for tourists and visitors during the Hornbill Festival to ensure a smooth, safe and enjoyable festival experience. Travellers and tourists are directed to strictly follow the travel advisories and security guidelines issued from time to time by the state government and law enforcement agencies. Car pass holders, especially those holding Z category, are advised to secure their passes properly and should not leave them in a manner that may lead to theft, loss or misuse. Visitors and tourists are encouraged to approach the tourist police or any police personnel on duty for assistance in case of any complaint, inconvenience or problem. Police personnel will be deployed across key festival locations to provide support and ensure visitor safety. Nagaland State Tourism Department, in collaboration with District Administration of Dimapur and Chumukedima, has set up a Tourist Information Center, ILP Facilitation Center, at Senior Tourist Officer's Office, Dimapur, and at the Dimapur Airport. These centers will facilitate and issue offline tourist inner-line permits for visitors entering Nagaland. Visitors can find the locations on Google Maps by selecting Tourist Information Center, or reach the helpline at +91 6909 63 67 62 for assistance. Shillong is set to host the Regional Artificial Intelligence Impact Conference on December 3, 2025, in collaboration with the India AI Mission under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, Government of India. The event, to be held at the State Convention Center, is part of a national series leading to the India AI Impact Summit 2026. Organized by the Information Technology and Communications Department, Government of Meghalaya, with IIM Shillong as the knowledge partner, the conference is themed AI for CE, Artificial Intelligence for Citizens' Empowerment, Smarter Governance, Better Lives. The gathering will bring together senior government officials, global technology companies, academic institutions and startups to explore how AI can transform governance, climate resilience, safety and local equity. India AI Mission team will also hold a special session showcasing AI initiatives spearheaded by the Government of India. The event will feature parallel sessions in a dedicated showcase arena, offering a platform for AI innovators, students, enterprises, and government agencies to present solutions, engage in ideation, and build collaborative networks. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma will attend as chief guest and is expected to make major policy announcements outlining Meghalaya's vision, mission and leadership ambitions in the AI ecosystem, projecting the state as a regional trailblazer and innovation powerhouse. In Meghalaya, the residents of Mausamai village under Umling CNRD block in Ribhoi district expressed their joy and appreciation as they witnessed the live broadcast of Mann Ki Baat episode 128, in which the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, spoke about the various achievements and initiatives undertaken by the NDA government. The live screening of Mann Ki Baat was organized inside the Mausamai Dorbar Hall. Village headman Peter Shakwa, along with the elders and other residents, actively participated in the program. It may be mentioned that in episode 128 of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted several key aspects aimed at uplifting the nation across various sectors. Speaking on the significance of Mann Ki Baat, headman Peter Shakwa and Himanta Timung, one of the senior residents of Ribhoi, said they were delighted to witness the broadcast in which the Prime Minister spoke about India's achievements and progress. Arunachal Pradesh Central University, Rajiv Gandhi University, Doimukh Papumpare District, held its 23rd convocation yesterday. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik presided over the convocation. Degrees were conferred upon 115 PhD scholars, 911 postgraduates and 6,331 undergraduates, along with 127 recipients of postgraduate diplomas for the academic session 2024-25. 46 gold medal winners from postgraduate programs and 31 gold medal winners from undergraduate programs were honored for their outstanding achievements. The Chancellor's gold medal was awarded to Bobita Hazarika of MSc Chemistry. This academic session, the Vice Chancellor's gold medal was awarded to Prastuti Bora, B.Ed. The Pushparani Mitra Gold Medal 2025, instituted by Professor Amitava Mitra, retired Pro VC, for the topper amongst girl students in the Faculty of Social Sciences, was conferred to Nyair Lendo for the degree MA in Psychology. Professor S. Mahendra Dev, Chairman of the Economic Advisory Council to the Prime Minister of India, delivered the convocation address. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.